Hello and welcome to the Friday, January 4th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Stumps and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we are starting the new year with an old problem, and that's a bad SSL certificates. In this case, the Turkish Certificate Authority, TurkTrust, issued two certificates that could be used themselves to assign other certificates. So these intermediate certificate authorities were issued instead of regular certificate authorities, which then enabled the people that received those certificate authorities to create fake Google.com certificates. These Google.com certificates were actually used, however, Google's Chrome browser detected them and alerted Google. Google alerted TurkTrust and then, of course, also notified other browser makers. Today, they went public and issued the relevant patches. These two patches will invalidate the two intermediate certificate authorities, so they can no longer be used. And it will also invalidate the Google.com certificate that was created using these certificate authorities. Now, it's not really clear what happened here, whether or not this was actually a hack or really more a social engineering issue. TurkTrust just stated that it issued these certificates by mistake, so that sounds a little bit like a social engineering problem. Updates are currently available from Microsoft and Google. Haven't heard anything from Apple yet, whether or not they're going to push out an update soon. And then we got a post by Boyan where he's writing about some of the work a colleague of his did and recently presented in Hamburg at the Chaos Computer Conference. It's all about memory forensics and some of the pitfalls that you have to be aware of when you're trying to acquire memory images. Acquiring memory images is, of course, a lot harder than disk images. Disks you can take out the system and analyze offline. With memory, of course, the memory acquisition process itself uses the same memory that's being investigated, and many of these tools, it turns out, use buffers in user space, not kernel space, to actually then acquire the memory image. This can then be used by specific tools to actually overwrite part of these buffers and falsicate the result that you achieve. In order to demonstrate that, Boyan's colleague wrote a tool called Dementia. That tool will be released as open source in the future. It's not available yet, but essentially these tools is fairly generic and works against a number of different memory image acquisition tools. The other option, of course, and something that you probably should consider, is the use of hardware devices to acquire memory, but that's, of course, not always available. In particular, after the system is compromised, you can't easily add the hardware device without, of course, deleting the memory. FireWire is probably the most common tool here, but then in particular, servers frequently don't have a FireWire port. And then we have Daniel writing about his experiences over the holidays helping a friend recovering from breached accounts. Of course, that's always pretty annoying if someone breached your email or social networking accounts and is using them, for example, to send spam. One of the issues that Daniel is focusing on here is how the password reset works in these cases. In this particular case, password resets were used to breach the account. And of course, one thing that Daniel is pointing out, how weak password reset questions can really endanger even the strongest password. One thing that surprised me was how he points out that even out of band password resets are usually not much better than the online ones, as some of the questions that you're being asked over the phone are really pretty much the same weak questions that you would have been asked online. The other problem that keeps coming up, if you remember, a couple months ago, we had the issue where a journalist's Mobile Me account was hacked by first hacking his Amazon account. That one-week account can then provide additional information to the attacker that's then being used to reset a more important and a somewhat better secured password. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.